Learn how to build your faith on God's Word and live a life of 100% victory 100% of the time as you listen to the Senior Pastor, Davis Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okunkwo, and expect God's Word to work for you.
We started a series last Sunday. As a matter of fact, I want to recommend, I've done a more extended teaching on this topic, gifts and callings. The CDs are available. I want to encourage you to get that one and also get this one. It will bless you. It will bless you greatly. We started teaching on the gifts and the calling last Sunday. Very powerful. Let's read our text scripture. We said everybody must either have a gift or a calling. Some people have the two. Or at least you have an opportunity or a position. What it means is that you either have a divine assignment or you have a divine enablement or you have a divine placement. Did we get that? You either have a divine assignment, that is a calling, or you have a divine enablement, that is a gifting, an ability you have, or you have a divine placement, that is an opportunity where God has planted you somewhere to make a difference. Hallelujah. Do we understand this? Romans 11:29. If you're there, say amen. I want us to read it together after the count of two. One, two, read. I can't hear you. Again? Can we do it louder this time? The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. Please remember, I said there are three things. You either have a divine what? Assignment. Please say it to me, divine assignment. The second one is what? A divine enablement. But the third one is what? A divine placement. Every human being has this. And this is what God has given you to make it in life. This is what God has given you to help you have an easy life, a good life. Those three things. Now, from this scripture, I want us to note something. The first thing to note there is that the gifts and the callings, they come from who? I can't hear you. They come from who? They come from God. God is the one that calls. God is the one that gives gifts. Your gift and calling comes from God. There is nothing like a self-made man. There is nothing like a self-made man. All men are made by God. Because he gives the gifts, he does the calling. So we just discover it and we begin to shine. And after a while, pride can enter and we'll think it's actually our job. The Bible says, what have you that you have not received? Everything you have, every ability you have, that ability to negotiate, that ability to have foresight, to see a business deal, to see that if I buy this thing here, I can sell it here. All that ability, all that charm, that charisma that makes you able to sell anything, all that thing was given to you by God. He said, what have you that you have not received? Can you see where the scripture? 1 Corinthians 4:7. He said, for who maketh thee to differ? That means, who makes you different from the regular person? And what have you that you did not receive? Say, now if thou didst receive it, why doest thou glory? Why are you bragging? As if you didn't receive it. So success in the kingdom is not an achievement, it's a receivement. That's how my grandpa in the faith put it. He said, success in the kingdom is not an achievement, it's a receivement. We all received it. Anything working for you now, like an ability or a calling or a positioning, came from God. So every human being either has a divine assignment. We said it came from God. That's why we put divine there. Divine assignment, divine enablement, or divine placement. It came from God, not from man. It came from God. The second thing to note in that in the scripture, Romans 11 that we read, it said the gifts and the callings of God are without what? Repentance. That word repentance means God can never take it back. Amazing. It's just amazing. When God gives you a gift or calls you into something, it is without repentance. That means he can never change his mind. What this means is that gift or calling was given to you from the day you were born. In fact, before you were born, Jeremiah tells us, Jeremiah 1, he said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and I ordained you. That Jeremiah was called from his mother's womb. So before you were even born, that gift has been given, that calling has been done, and God said, I'm not going to take it back. You don't even have to be born again Christian. If you are not born again, your gift and calling will still work. Only that you'll be disadvantaged in terms of you don't have direction for it. But you can operate your gift and calling. All those guys that play football, they are not, none of them that are born again. But their gift is still there. God will say, because you're not born again, let you reach the post, miss the penalty. Although that bounce guy, he nearly missed the two penalties yesterday. Let me not yab him. Let me continue. So, do you understand? So God will say, maybe you just see any of these secular popular musicians, because he's not born again, he just want to sing, his voice will just go off key. The gifts and the callings are without repentance. If you want to use the gift to worship devil, God will leave it. He has already given you the gift. He's not going to take it back. Is somebody catching this? But every gift is from God. Every calling is from God. The only difference is that we that know God, we can use our own to serve God. God gives our own direction. Then God can bless our own. Then we can get real fulfillment from being who God has called us to be. But those guys that don't know God, they have the gift. They can make money, but they won't still be happy. They won't still be fulfilled. They will still need to take drugs. Or they'll be posing like it's their own gift. But God doesn't take the gift back. You don't have to be a Christian. It has been given to you already. But being a Christian is advantageous to you and the gift. Of course, apart from hellfire, of course. If you're not born again, you is hell. With your gift, with your shakara, now hell is a go. How many of you think people like Fela, Fela Nicola Kokuti? Was he gifted or not? Incredibly gifted. Incredibly gifted. I used to go to shrine those days. Oh. I was an Indian hemp smoker, my brother. Oh, thank God for deliverance. You see, that's the bad thing. Your gift, if you don't have God, the gift can kill you. Because the access to things the gift will give you can kill you. The Bible says the prosperity of fools would destroy him. That guy, he made Afrobeat popular. There are people, you understand, God doesn't take your gift because you're not born again. No, he has given you the gift. You can either use to serve God or serve this devil. But the gift is your own already. He has given you. So those are two things we can pick from that scripture. So I said that we're going to, in the first service, I talked about what you should do with your calling. So please get the CD, or you can load it on your phone or iPod. I talked about what to do with your calling. In the second service right now, I'm going to talk about what to do with your gift. Okay? Don't get me wrong. Understand me clearly. In the first service, I talked about what to do with your calling. I talked about how to know your calling and what to do with it. In the second service, I'm going to talk about what to do with your gift. So please get the message for the first service, a different message altogether. Okay. So how do I even know I'm gifted? The truth is that everybody's gifted. The problem most times, the reason why many people don't even know they are gifted is because they can do their gift so easily, they don't even know it's a gift. One of the problems with your gift is that it is something you can do so easily, you don't value it. As a human being, you tend to value other people's gift more than your own. Because they are doing something you cannot do, so you are appreciating it. But you, because you can do your own easily, you tend not to appreciate it. When I listen to people that sing, or people that write music, or people that compose music, people like MK, Peter, Prince Alabaster, all those guys, I just sit down and say, so this guy sat down and wrote this song. As in, you wrote the beat. How do you plan beats? Does it occur to you? I mean, those of you that are musically inclined, to you is normal. To us, we are in awe. You know, what a gift is. Let me tell you what a gift is. A gift is that I am seeing God through you. That's what the gift is. Because when I see those songs, please, somebody give me one of the popular MK songs. Sing well now. Eh? DJ, do you have it on? Do we have music? Anyone in the CD or something? Can we play one? Eh? Be here, listen to the song, but this is worship. Stop. just hold on. So when I'm playing that song in my car and I'm worshiping, it just occurred to me that so somebody sat down and wrote this thing that is touching me like this. Does it happen to you? Or even it might be a song that even has groove. You understand? Like that, now the way where you they make me. Ah, this thing, I go groove. I go stop. Go say, come on. Now person just sit down. Write these beats. Write all the I wish they didn't play it. They didn't have it to play it. You'd have enjoyed it. So when I see those things, that means somebody composed that thing. You'll be seeing the awesomeness of God through a human being. That's what a gifting is. But you see, as gifted as that person is in music, he cannot make clothes. When he sees the design, a designer does, he'll be like, so you sat down and thought that blue should cross the red like this and the hand should, He too is seeing God inside of you. While they are both talking, a comedian will come. And from something that is serious, like bomb blast or some other thing, we make all of us be laughing. Bomb, don't blast, or people don't die with a verse, or plane don't crash with a cry to our country. I'm like, comedian can make us laugh. We they laugh and cry together. The comedian will still make us laugh about something serious. A gift is that we're just seeing a manifestation of God through a person. And everybody has something. The problem is that we don't believe in our own. We like other people's own because that's something we cannot do. But we don't like our own because it's something we do every day. So, I mean, what's there? Anything is a gift. Anything. Some are more marketable than the others. But the truth is that everybody has a gift. And almost anything is a gift. Do you know organizing fun? Fun. For people to have fun. Do you know it's a gift? Do you know that people like that? Anywhere they come, there must be fun. If everyone was born, in fact, a party is not a party until those people come. You know those kind of people? Once they enter, like, hey! That's when they enter, then they bring groove. The party was dry, oh. The guys, they come inside. Hey, my God! Nothing. No, why? Why he shout? But he has scattered the place. Hey, the guy! They come to dance. Hey, my God! They say, everywhere, go down lively. No. And he calls everybody by nickname. Doesn't know anybody's real name. Papiro! He don't know any name. Oh, boy, in a nickname, everybody. That guy, you think what he's doing is a gift. Because without him, life will be boring. Hallelujah. Have you seen somebody like DJ Jimmy Jatt on the turntables before? Incredible gift. That guy, somebody says, is he canal? I'm talking about that. Your gift can work. People have abilities, different things. Anything. Have you seen people that are neat and is annoying? They're neat. I mean, they are so neat, so organized that if they keep their handkerchief here and you move it 1 inch, in fact, you move it 1/4 of an inch, small. Once the guy enters, not 10 minutes after, immediately enters. Somebody don't move my handkerchief. How? Incredibly neat. That guy is a cleaner. That guy can organize your office. Yes. Oh, you see, the problem, and I'm going to explain this. Part of the things you're going to do with your gift to make it marketable, I'm going to explain this. You can have a gift of cleaning and go and work in a company as a cleaner and be mopping ground. And you can have the gift of cleaning and register a company. The pay is not the same. But it's both cleaning, two of you are doing. So that's, I'm going to get there today. So the point is this. Anything can be a gift. It can be cooking. It's a gift. It can be cleaning. It's a gift. Oh, cooking. Cooking. Nowadays, people don't know how, a lot of people don't know how to cook. A lot of people don't even have the time. Because of the Lagos hustle. You wake up 6 a.m., you come back 8 p.m. It's not realistic to cook every day. That's just the truth. So, can you cook? Can you package it? There are some food you will eat. You'll be crying. Say, Father, I've been eating rubbish all my life. So this kind of food day, now they suffer for the past 18 years. There are some food you will eat, you will forget your mother. I'm telling you. Cooking, it can be something. Cleaning, it can be arranging. It can be acting, like we saw the drama guys. It can. How many of you love Denzel? Denzel Washington. Oh, my man. That guy, they act nonsense, man. Ah! we have some other great Nigerian actors too. Sam Loco. Okay, so Sam Loco, no great. Very great, oh. And Sophia and the rest. They're great, oh. Acting. It can be singing. It can be singing. It's when you watch things like American Idols or Nigerian Idols or Project Fame, now you're gonna say singing a gift. Because some people think, waiting to face, they do. Waiting, then they do. I've been singing. They will take mic. I just want to be with. Because they come, what did they do? My friend will leave this place. When I watch things like American Idol and all those things, it's the screening stage I want to watch. Once they finish that stage, then they watch again. Now that stage I want to watch where people disgrace their whole village. That's part I want to watch. It disgrace their whole state. There's a Buddha will sing. You have to say, please watch your local government. Because you have disgraced all of them. On national TV. Some people, they are not off key. There is totally no key. No key, no keyboard. Praise God. Because those, when they left their house, I'm sure every time they hear Two-Face and the rest sing, they'll be saying, waiting, then they sing, self. Waiting, MK, they sing. Wait and give them 2K in one day. What I know if you do. Oh, yeah. Take. Singing is a gift, of course. Dancing is a gift. Some people just dance and make you happy. You just, how you could just groove like this. Beauty is a gift. Some people, that's what they give them. Their beauty or their looks. Have you seen people that are fine that you want to go and slap them? So you could just fine like this. What's wrong with you? Are you the only one around here? Just fine. And annoying. I've seen people like that. Just fine. Everything just correct. The height is right. The shape is right. The color. Everything just, and they even walk right. You cannot understand what they do you. Some people, just their smile. I mean, their smile is just contagious. Those are people they use as meeters and greeters or front decks or whatever. Yes, now. Or front desk officers. Once they smile, even if they vex from where they come from. Conductor chop your change or something, they vex. You want to say, good morning, how are you? Just say, oh. And those people that can smile and that they can sell anything to you. You know one bio? But those guys say, please, you like this thing. I like it. Yeah. I don't have money. Can I owe you? You go buy. It can be beauty, it can be your smile. It can be your ability to research things. Like people that can research. They can just research information. It can be speaking. It can be friendliness. There are people that are friendly. I mean, no matter where you put them, they'll make friends with everybody. It's a gift God has given you to do something with. When you are friendly like that, there are things you can market. There are things you can sell. There are things you can do. There are things you can achieve. That's why we call them, sometimes we call them PROs and other things. Because they can relate. They can project. Because there's something about them that is just welcoming. You don't know the guy, but when you talk to him for the first time, it's as if you've known him all your life. I have some friends like that. Amazing people. I have some friends like that. Anywhere they go, by the time they come out, they have information that nobody else can get. Why? Because once they got there, that person thought they were friends before. Just as if they knew each other. It can be talking. How many of you know some of us cannot talk? You know, I mean, that's good. I'm a very quiet person. I don't, some people think, forget all this I'm doing on stage. This one is the anointing. You know, one-on-one, I'm not good at talking. I suffered when I was a single man trying to toast girls. I was not born again. Not born again, one. No. Somebody said, hey, Pastor, no, I was talking about when I was not born again. When I was not born again, man, to gist with girl. In fact, I had to write down gist. No, I'm serious. I can't talk. Do you understand? I can't talk at all. So I have to write down gist. I would have sit at home, an exam. I'd go visit one girl tomorrow, an exam, sit overnight. Ask her about her brothers. One. Ask her about her education. All right, Amo. And sometimes the gist no can go as you plan. Or the gist can't short pass as you think. Because it's not, if I ask her about education, I say, gist, where? You don't plan 5 minutes or 10 minutes. They say, how is your school? Fine. No, talk more. Talk more. I can't talk. My father-in-law is quiet like me. So sometimes my mother-in-law and my wife will leave two of us in the parlor. I'll be telling her, come and support her. They look two of us in the parlor. Will they do staring competition? Who go talk first? He's not talking and I'm not talking. Sometimes my mom-in-law or my wife will come and throw one gist in the mix. We go just gist that one small. 2 minutes, don't finish. I can't talk. But there are people that no matter who they are with or where they are, I mean, whether it's a grandmother or a small child, if you leave them together, by the time you come back, they don't they jeez, they laugh. They're not going to even go. I can't do that. It's a gift. So your relational skills, okay? It can be that you are funny. Some people are just funny. Comedians use it and other people also use it. Other great communicators too use it. Funny enough, I didn't know I was funny until I started preaching. It wasn't until I started preaching that I discovered that part of the gift God gave me to preach. Now, me and my own being funny is not a profession. Let me say this. Sometimes your gift itself is not a professional. So don't go and miss it. There are people that should not be comedians. Your gift is supposed to help you fulfill or achieve something else. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So it's not everybody that has the gift of something that thing is supposed to be a career or on its own. So me now, I'm funny, but I'm not going to be a comedian. Part of why God gave me the gift, I think, of being funny is so that I can communicate to my audience better. Simple. But preaching is my main calling. Do you understand this? Somebody getting this? Okay, so don't mess it up. Don't think that because I have a gift, I must resign. No, some of you, right where you walk now, God just needs you. Your gift will make room for you. I'm going to read that. What your gift is supposed to do is just stay where you walk, but apply your gift. Right there where you walk, it's supposed to help you rise. Right there where you walk. Do we understand this? Okay, so let me move forward. We said your gift will make room for you. Okay? He said the gift of a man does what? Makes room for him and brings him before what? Great men. So right there where you walk, apply your gift. It might be the gift of vision. There are people that your gift is the ability to see how things can be. You might not be good with details. You just to see the vision. Vision casting is a gift. Ah, I don't mean vision of white garment vision. I mean vision of seeing a future. Do you understand this? Martin Luther King Jr. is a visionaire. You know that guy, I have a dream. That's his gift. I mean, how could that guy have been dreaming that time that blacks and whites would be equal? You don't understand. Blacks were slaves. That time, blacks didn't used to vote. Blacks didn't used to enter the same car, the same bus with whites. Blacks didn't used to go to the same school with whites. And how dare that guy, in the midst of that kind of discrimination, he came out and said, I have a dream. That's incredible vision. I don't trip for Obama. Is that guy I trip for? By the time Obama became president, was black and white were already almost equal. But that time, that guy was dreaming that thing. It was crazy to even be dreaming that. So people are like that. They have the gift of vision. One of my sons have that gift. Many years ago, he came to me and said, Pastor, I'm going to build my house on the beach as inside water in Lagos. And I was thinking, you know, as a pastor, my job is to agree with everybody. It's part of my job. I can't tell somebody your dream is not good. If you tell me your dream, I say, amen. God help you. In Jesus' name. I'm not here to discourage. I'm here to encourage. So tell me, it has to be. I say, amen. Only for some 10, 15 years down the line, Lagos comes and says they will do Lagos Atlantic City. There are people that have ability to see things that so most of us, if we hear it, we'll just be like, no, don't come. That's the ability of vision. Sometimes those people are not good with details. So you see now, God will raise somebody else that his own gift is details. There are people that details, they are blood. If you are owing them money, they will tell you the money you're owing them to the kobo. You are owing me 17 naira 82 kobo. How you take no the kobo inside? Meanwhile, if you are another kind of person, you round off things either to the highest or the lowest. Yabi? If you owe somebody 17,000 naira, in your mind, you don't say, I owe you 20 naira or I owe you 15 naira. Some people say, you owe me 17 naira 82 kobo and is there anything less than kobo? Amazing details. Okay. So it can be all those things. So your gift makes room for you and brings you before great men. What do I do with my gift? What do I do with my gift? Number one, turn your gift into a skill. Turn your gift into a skill. Your gift is what will make room for you. The Bible said the gift of a man makes room for him and brings him before great men. Your gift will expose you. Your gift will bring you to great men. But you have to turn that gift into a skill. What's the difference between a gift and a skill? A gift is something you don't yet have mastery over. It's something you don't even understand how and why it works. A gift is something that you're not sure of your results. You can't say you will get 100% results 100 times. But when it becomes a skill, you have developed that gift into a systematic way, into a predictable result. You can make it happen the same way all the time. When you see speakers, oratory speakers, now people that can motivate. When you see great motivators, they have mastered the art of speaking. So 100% of the time, they will get a standing ovation. 100%. Do you understand? But somebody that is not a great speaker, you just introduce your friends. Before you know them, you don't motivate them. You don't say, you can do it. You don't form one rhyme. Go up or stay up. You know, by mistake. Then the next day, you talk nonsense again. But you see, somebody that has mastered the art has practiced. He has taken time to practice. He has taken time to study. He has taken time to find out what works and what doesn't work. He has taken time to find out what people think so that way you know how to address them. He has taken time to study people. He has taken time to study many things. So if you see great speakers, every time they speak, every single time they speak, they get the desired result. Great marketers, every time they sell, they get the desired result because they have mastered if they market you in a place like Dubai for something. Those guys are experts. They are predictable ways to get results. So turn that your gift into a skill. When it's a skill, you can make that thing happen many times. You know how to talk. You know the right pitch of voice. You know all those things. You know how to look. You have turned whatever it is you do. You know how to sing. You have turned that gift into a skill. Because see what the Bible says. Let me show you something. It said the gift of a man makes room for him. Can you show that scripture, DJ? Okay, Proverbs 18:16. It says, a man's gift does what? Maketh room for him. And brings him before what? Great man. Now, but on the other hand, they said, seest thou a man diligent in his business. Can you show that? What they're trying to say is that gift, just like that, might not bring you before great men. You have to be diligent. You have to be diligent with that gift. Look at this now. Proverbs 22:29. It says, seest thou a man, what? Diligent in his business. He shall stand before who? Kings. He will not stand before ordinary men. What they're saying is that you find the gift, then you are diligent in it, then that's when it makes room for you. That's when you stand before great men. In fact, one version says, skill brings success. That's what it says. Skill brings success. So you are not really paid just because you have the gift. You are paid because you have turned the gift into a skill. Why would I pay Alibaba 1 million naira and pay another person 10,000 naira? Alibaba is skilled. 90% of the time or 99% of the time, people will laugh. There are some comedians, when they come and they crack joke, people will laugh before they come, but they cry. When you watch some Nigerian movies, you don't know whether it's a horror movie or a comedy. Because the ghosts themselves, they make you laugh. The way the ghosts work, you are not afraid at all. You are laughing at the ghost. Ghosts where they cough. Some kind of ghost can be. Praise God. Amen, amen. So turn your gift into a skill. Master it. That's why David, when David wanted to fight Goliath, he took a stone. They said, no, use sword. They gave him sword and shield. He said, I have not mastered this one. It's better to use the stone that I have mastered because skill brings success. So he used stone to kill a Goliath. Why? Because he has been practicing in the bush with the catapult, with the slingshot. He has been practicing with it. So how do you turn your gift into a skill? Practice. Practice that thing. If you're a comedian, gather people and try the jokes out. Not people that can copy the joke. Oh, don't tell other comedians. Oh. Tell normal people. And don't look. And if you're starting, don't look for people that have two serious problems. People with serious problems, they don't laugh no matter what you say. So look for people that their life is okay. Share. Try the joke. Is it working? I preach to myself before I preach in church. I preach in the mirror. I talk to myself. I preach all these things I'm saying. I say to myself, you must check it out. Check whether it's working. Sow for yourself before you sow for another person. Because the first few times you will sow, the cloth no go straight. How many of you have seen new tailor before? Ah. When they sow for you, you're going to find the button. Say, where the button? Everything know they arrange this. The button know the straight. The thing will start from here, it will end for this side. So start. Practice. It is that consistent practice. You practice, then you allow people to give you feedback. Find out, what did I do well? What didn't I do well? Then you improve on it. That's how you turn your gift into a skill. We found out that people like Beckham and Co., after training, they stay behind to practice their free kicks. That's how people become great. You can't stumble into greatness. Practice. They stay behind. Everybody has gone. And they practice that free kick. Then one day, important match, free kick. Guess who they will call? Beckham. Because he has practiced. There are many people that have scored free kick at one time or the other. But there are people that score it more. That means 90% of the time, if people like Beckham takes a free kick, he's going to enter. Do you understand? Skill. Your gift will make room for you. There was one small boy, I heard about him just yesterday. He plays for Newcastle. Some of you might know him, Gale, something. Is it Birmingham or something? He's an African. He was born in Burundi. And there was war in Burundi. So they ran to England. He said one day they sent him to go and buy milk. On his way to buy milk, he saw people playing football. That's the good thing about your gift. One of the ways you know your gift is that you will see it resonate in other people. Amen? That's one of the ways you know your gift. When you see somebody doing something, like something inside will tell you, this is who I am meant to be. The first time I became born again, and I saw my pastor then, he was a young guy like me, fine boy. Like me. Fine young guy. If you know great, I support myself. Fine guy, young guy, pretty. Because those days when we were young, the idea we had of pastor are very old people. You know, no. So I saw one young guy that was a pastor, and the service was so much fun. It wasn't like we're in the church. I immediately saw that God just told me inside my heart. Now it's now I know it's God. That time I didn't know it was God. Now I know it's God at all. But that time I say something, just told me, this is what you're gonna be doing. When you meet people that are doing what you're doing, sometimes it resonates, something you should do, it resonates inside you. So this small boy said, as he was going to buy milk, he saw young boys training for football and something. He said something, but you see, now we know it's the Holy Spirit that told him, go and play. They sent you to buy milk. But the voice inside him told him, go and join those guys. So of course, he left the milk, went to join those boys, and he prayed and everything that God should make them give him favor. And he got there and they said, come next day and start training. And today he plays for Newcastle. He plays for English national team, under 20 or so team. Of course, you know he's blessed now, playing for Newcastle. And he said, I know he's a Christian because they asked him what kind of music he listens to. He says gospel music. They asked him, who is your hero? He says Jesus Christ. So I knew he's a Christian. But you see, he was going somewhere and his gift resonated. Some of you are going to work. You'll be seeing people doing your gift. Some of you have creative ideas for advertisement. You have creative ideas for clothes. You have creative ideas. As you see those things, you resonate inside you. Pursue that gift. That's your gift. It will make room for you. But practice. Practice. Some people, their own gift is that they are good with words. How many of you know that, Honorable Patrick? Oh, I totally love that guy. I love him because he has been able to turn that thing into an art. I want us to listen to, if you have not heard the guy, but even if you have heard it, I can't get tired of hearing it. Even if you have heard it before, I want us to play it. I want you to hear how somebody can speak. Even the queen will be confused when this guy talks. Even the queen. Please listen. Listen if you can. The video is there, but it might not be clear. But at least you can hear the voice. DJ, what's happening? Is it playing? CNN, not, you know. If this guy goes to CNN, by the time he finishes talking, we'll say, we have no clue what you're talking about, boys. Oh, it's fine. It's okay. Amen. Incredible. You see, and I'm sure it has helped him to rise in his own field. Like I told you, your gift doesn't necessarily mean that your gift is your job. Sometimes your gift aids whatever job. So I'm sure if this guy campaigns with you, you too will vote for him. You say, nah, look, we vote you. Because after you have spoken, what more can I say? What do you want to say when this guy finished talking? Say, sir, do you want to comment on what the man said? You say, no. Nobody can comment after this man has spoken. I watched this interview, all the people there were just looking at him like, What? What did this guy just... This guy we should send to UN to go and terrorize all those people. I mean, he's a vocal terrorist. Incredible. Now, but how did the guy get here? Please go and hear the video to enjoy it. How did the guy get here? He said he used to read dictionary 1 hour every day. You see, nothing just happens. That's what takes a gift to a skill. There must be practice, consistent practice. See, he studies dictionary one hour every day. It looks like a small thing, but it can help his final ambition. It can help it. Go and practice that gift. Sharpen it. Polish it. The Bible said, iron sharpeneth iron. So practice, then also look for other people that have the gift. Rub with them. They will sharpen your own skill. If you're a musician, you must sing. Practice the things at home first. If you're a writer, practice. Practice how to write. Look, writing is an art. How many of you used to read James Hadley Chase, those days when we were young? Or some other, there's some novel, I don't like reading, but that particular one, like, you know, I mean, these things are, they are skills. They are people that have moved from just having a gift to having a skill. So the first thing, like I said, turn your gift into a skill. The second thing you need to do, package your gift to be sellable. Package your gift to become sellable. Many people have the gift, but they don't have the idea to sell it. They have the gift. No idea to sell it. How many of you know Coca-Cola? When they started making Coca-Cola, it was being sold from a dispenser. That means if you are anywhere in the world and you want to drink Coke, you must travel to the shop where they are selling it. Heat, they catch you for house. You go enter sun, go to the shop with your cup and say, I want to buy Coke. Then they will pour on the thing for you. And you drink it. Then you strike back into the sun. Until somebody came and said, I want to give you an idea that will triple or multiply your sales, but I want 1% of the income. They said, what's the idea? I said, let's sign first. They signed. He told them, it's just two words. Bottle it. Bottle it. That means people don't have to come all the way here. If you bottle it, people can buy the Coke and take it where? To their house. Simple. That's how some of your gifts are. You need to find a way to make it sellable. Right now, some of you, your gifts are too tied to your physical presence. You have to find a way to project that gift. Before, football, if you want to watch a match, all of us must go to the stadium. Now, those guys just thought, can't we beam this thing live? That way, people that can't come here can still pay. So watch it. Sellable. Package it. Like I told you, you know how to clean. You are very neat. And you go and you go to a company and go and become a cleaner. And you are mopping. Paying you 30K. If you register a cleaning company, they'll pay you 300K. And you don't have to be there physically. And you can be in 10 companies. Collecting 300K from 10 companies, you're earning 3 million a month without even leaving your house. Or you just go around supervising all your cleaners. That's, you have turned that gift into a marketable or a sellable product. Are you catching this? Before people like Alibaba, before comedy became an industry, before comedy is, in fact, I remember very clearly those days, they used to bring Alibaba, they had a program they called Friday Night Live. They will bring Alibaba towards the end. As in, sometimes they'll be showing end credits. No end credits. That they'll play that music and they'll be showing people's name going. Director, that's end credits. That's what they call it. All right? Sometimes they would have been showing end credits. They'll just call Alibaba quickly. 1 second. Crack a joke. He'll say, hey, my son, one man, go and play. They are showing credits. He'll just crack one joke. That's how it was before. Because that time, comedy was not yet sellable. It was people like him that started saying, we can package this thing to a more corporate client, to more corporate clients, in a more corporate way. So he started charging big money. He started doing billboards for comedy. By the time you call a comedian, we get billboard. I was in America one time. I saw adverts. The guy rented plane, tied banner behind on the plane's tail, and was flying around the city in America. And guess the business they were doing? Plumbing. I said, I'm not going to call you. Plumber, we can't use plane to advertise. You know they can't be where they go charge you. I ain't calling you, man. But you know somebody else, that's the kind of plumber he wants. And that guy that will call you, is ready to pay you anything. Because he's looking for somebody reputable. And you see, how do people know you're reputable? When they see the amount of money you are ready to invest in what you claim you do, then Gono say you are the kind of person they can give 10 million naira. Because if you can put billboard, you know, you are so sure of your own product. Many people don't know that. Sometimes you are the one telling people you don't trust what you can do by the amount of money you are ready to invest in it. I meet people that are not ready to invest one naira in their own product. How can you now sell it? How can you charge a reasonable amount? Because you're a carpenter doesn't mean you should just dress, wear trousers, wear slippers, you know, bath, you know, even cream your leg. You wear slippers, wear trousers, I'm carpenter. They'll be charging you nonsense. And why do you think carpentry must be? One of my guys here is into furniture. He's a carpenter in a way, but he does furniture. He calls it furniture. And the kind of companies he supplies, the kind of people he does for, are people that pay millions. You can do anything, but just package it in a sellable way. Stop doing it small scale. Stop doing it seriously. Dress well. Package yourself. Speak well. Get the facts. Ali Baba said when he started charging big money, they were laughing at him. When he tells them the price, they will laugh. I say, close the door when you are going out. In fact, he told one story, I remember clearly, that a dance group came. They charged their own money. I can't remember now. By the time he charged his own, it was far like 10 times their own. And the person said, all these plenty people, I will pay them this amount. You, one person. But you see, he was confident of who he was. Thank God for people like that. Today, now, comedy is a full industry. When you hear the amount they pay some of these guys, if I pay a comedian 1 million naira, I no go laugh. I don't spend 1 million naira. There's nothing funny inside that thing. I got to think of my money, so my money don't finish. As this guy did talk, so as people are laughing, my money is finishing. Do you understand this? So, package that thing in a sellable way. Do you know, if you're carrying your clothes about, hawking it on your boots, it's different from when you own a shop. When you're carrying your clothes about, people tend to owe you. They can owe you pieces. As in, then go owe you pieces. But when you have a shop, you have reduced owing. So start to dream about putting structure. Don't just, yes, you can start from selling from your boot. You can start there, but don't die there. David Wedge said that he started from his boots, but that the first month he started a shop, they made it in the millions. And say by the end of the year, I think how much they had made, that might be 20 million or 17 million, 12 million. They had 12 million profits in the bank account in just 2 months or 3 months of running a shop. But if he was selling from his boots, oh boy, give me cufflinks. I will pay you next week. That will never come. Package your products. It takes work. It takes investigating. It takes finding out how other people are doing their own and getting results. You must be talking to people in your career and your field. How are you getting results? How are you doing this thing? How do you charge? Hallelujah. Have you seen people that have charged money and every day they run at a loss? You've seen those kind of people? They charge. They didn't get all the details. They didn't confirm that I will transport the goods. They didn't consider that I might need to do one thing or do. They just charge from free mind. And every day now come and meet you. Excuse sir. The money is more than what? You've not done your diligence. It's a diligent man that will stand before kings. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed this morning? Hallelujah. Believe in your gift. That's the biggest challenge gifted people have. Believe in your own gift. Next Sunday, I'm going to talk about the impact of a mentor. The impact of a mentor on your gift or on your calling. I mean, it's amazing. I've seen gifted people that fail. I've seen gifted failures. But it's rare to see a mentored failure. Mentoring is almost more powerful than the gifting. Mike Tyson became great because of mentoring. He was fighting boxing for free outside. That was what Mike Tyson was a fighter. For a rare boy, fighting for free, locking him up everywhere until a mentor came. One of the calling of a mentor is to see some aspect of you that even you yourself cannot see. That mentor called him and said, you can fight this fight in a ring. And that's how he took Mike Tyson, trained him. You see, they turned the gift of fighting into a skill of fighting and put it in a marketable and sellable form in the ring. And Mike Tyson made what? Millions of dollars. Now, Mike Tyson fell or started falling when his mentor died. when his mentor died, he had nobody else to control him. You see, at that time, what he should have done was to look for another mentor. But you see, most gifted people don't know the power of having a mentor. I'm going to share all these things next week. Don't miss it. On Tuesday, Reverend Sam sent me, he sent me a text by 12. He said, I'm expecting you for 2 p.m. 12 in Lagos, so he's in Ikeja, I'm here. He sent me by 12, I'm saying for 2. You're caught to me that we've been gisting the other night or so, and we're applying Josie. So I'm sure he must have thought we had fixed the dates already. So I told him, you just said this is the first time you're telling me. He said, maybe we'll get on that time. I said, another time? I said, I'm just informing you, I'm on the road though. I'm just telling you that you didn't tell me before. I'm already on the road though, on that time. Important people are difficult to see. They don't want to see, say you're busy. Look, I told them my office, all my own appointment cancelled. If I'm not mentored, I can't mentor you. Psh, I enter road. When I got there, vision expansion. You know, we were buying land for Island Church, 360 million. As we were talking, he said, they are buying something next door to them, 2.5 bill. A mentor expands your own vision. You will think you are doing well until you meet your mentor. That's what it's supposed to, because sometimes you manage to buy one Tokumbo car. You patch Tokumbo car when you get 3 tires. You have to buy the 1 tire separately. Yeah, and you think you have arrived. By the time you meet your mentor, and they will tell you, come on Tuesday, we're taking delivery of our 100 cars we ordered for our staff. For staff, 100. But you both want to go, and you're posing in the street. When you see that kind of thing, you humble you. You know, say you never start. And you see that feeling of you never start is what keeps you going forward. Because one of the things that keep people in Africa is arrival mentality. He has not done anything. One shop is only, there's only one shop that is successful, and he's already bragging. Nobody can control him again. He's working like this now. One shop, or whenever even they make, he's the worker. Meanwhile, people like Polo Ralph and Tommy Hilfiger, they have thousands of shops around the world. When you meet your mentor and you depose with your one shop, saying, "Nah, this is my one shop," and he tells you that we're opening 6 new shops this week to add to the 18 we have running. When you enter your one shop, and your sales guy say, "Oga, you don't come," because I don't be Oga. Leave me. He will say, "Leave me. I never start anything." So mentoring shoots your gift to go far. Without a mentor, you can't go far. Are you here? You buy one small flat and you are bragging. So I don't get my own house. One small flat, when I took the one door, I get. And you meet your mentor. I say, "Come and see the estate we are building in Lekki. 500 units of houses in Lekki. Follow me on Tuesday, we'll go and see it." And you enter there, you see it's an estate. When you enter there in one house, they'll see you in front of the house, you're crying. They say, "Enter your house." "No. This is not house. This is not house. This is not my house. This is not security office. This is security post. Where I'm coming from." It helps your heart. Hallelujah. Mentoring. We're going to talk about that next Sunday. Have you been blessed this morning? Woo! Glory to God. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Can you lift your hand this morning and say, "Father, whatever is a gift that you have planted inside of me, any divine enablement, any gift, can be acting, singing, dancing, clothes, designing clothes, being into details, being into researching, vision casting. You can see things. You can see better how things can be better. Whatever is the gift, let it blossom, oh God." Lift your hands and talk to God this morning. Lift your hand and talk to God this morning. Your gift is what will make room for you. Your success in life is tied to that gift. He said the gift will bring him before a great man. It's your gift, Mahandaya, that will make room for you. Lift your hand this morning. Yes, Lord. Mandere keba sutaya. Yes.
Lord, I agree. My desire, you should it be, is to be what you want.
Jesus. Before I pray for everyone here today, I want to bless, I want to speak into your gift. I want to speak into your calling. I want to speak into the seed you have in your heart. Some of you, it's just a seed in your heart. I want to speak into it. But before I do that today, if you are here under the sound of my voice and you are not yet born again, please, I want to pray with you.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.